Up now is Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What have you got for us today?
We're checking back in on a fan favorite this week. It's the RoboFish Part 2.
When we last left.
This is an amazing story. So we visited a lab at Polytechnic Institute of NYU, and it's a mechanical engineer, Maurizio Porfiri's lab. And a couple years ago, he shared with us this amazing video of his robotic fish swimming around a tank with little giant danios following it around, milling about the robot as it swam around. And this sort of blew my mind. It combines two of my favorite things, robots and fish. So I immediately loved it.
It's a Pied Piper fish, right?
Absolutely. And when we did that video, which you can see on our website, he was sort of still trying to figure out just why the real fish followed this robotic leader. So here we are a few years later, and he has some insights into what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And what he found out is that it has to do with the tail flapping. So basically, and he designed this tail, this is not like a coincidence. I mean, mm-hmm. he designed the tail of the robot so that it moves water like a real fish would. And what he did is set up an experiment in his lab in this long water tunnel. And you have water kind of cycling through.
Right.
And you put the robot in, and then you put a real fish in. And you see, if you change the tail flapping, what does the real fish do? And it turns out if you flap the tail at certain rates, at certain water flows, the fish always positions itself, or most of the fish position themselves, in this particular spot right behind and to the side of the robot. And anyone who's seen, like, Tour de France or, you know, race car
NASCAR,
driving, yeah, exactly,
right.
Know what's going on here. The fish is drafting. Basically.
In the water, the currents are set up to pull you along. So the other fish position themselves behind the robot fish.
Yeah.
They draft the fish.
It's a hydrodynamic advantage. And
it's
the question is here. Yeah. And he actually has, like, a laser set up, and you can watch the flow in slow motion of the particles. So you can see these little swirls of water being sent in the fish's direction. And they think that this is helping propel it. So the interesting thing is, you know, you see that in the water tunnel, but what does that mean for fish schooling and for this robotic fish? And he thinks that, you know, maybe some of this behavior has to do with this hydrodynamic advantage, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. So by schooling, they're actually helping themselves swim.
Right.
The most efficient way.
Right. So the ones in the back may get an advantage by swimming behind a fish, but they, you know, pay the cost of not getting to food first. They also are safer because they don't get eaten first if a predator is coming right at them. So it's a complicated issue, and he's just looking at this one little piece, but
it's fascinating. The video is, I call it the Pied Piper fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
RoboFish and friends. It's a great little video up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. It's our video pick of the week, and
you can see this following, the milling about of the robots. One thing that he said that was really interesting to me is, you know, not every fish will follow. And so his next installment, so stay tuned, this could be number 3 in a few years, is to figure out how personality drives sort of the differences between the fish. It seems that the bolder fish are less apt to follow the robotic fish.
Now they go their own way.
They go their own way, exactly.
Start their own draft.
Exactly.
And then, you know, they go in circles, just like NASCAR. No. There it is, up on a video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
And it's up there at sciencefriday.com, and also you can download it on your iTunes and also on your iPod. Take it with you. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Kim Maleski. As I say, if you missed any part of our program, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. We have our iPhone and Android apps that will download our videos and put you in touch with the rest of the Science Friday community. And we'll be discussing stuff all week long on Twitter at SciFry and on our Facebook page /SciFry, where stuff's happening all the time. And you can see the videos up there also. You can send us mail the old-fashioned way to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, Room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Sorry, I have to say it that way, being a New Yorker. And you can talk about it all week long. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.